Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's got an ability to get it out quick, and he sees the rush, and he knows that he feels the rush, and he sees the coverage, and he knows where to go with the ball, and that's years and millions of plays of experience. And, you know, his dad was a coach. He's been around football his whole life, and he's a great player.
It's Bill O'Brien talking about Philip Rivers, who Stanford Rout, who joins the show right now, is very familiar with. Played him a couple times a year for the majority of his career.
Him?
We've gotten into...
No, actually, I never picked off Phil Rivers.
Sorry.
Picked off the other quarterbacks in the division, never picked off Phil Rivers.
Oh.
Yeah, never did. Mm-hmm. Came close once, dropped it.
I'm going to check those highlights. I'm gonna see how many times
he got
you. We got to
find the drop.
I'm going to see how many times he got you is what I'm going to have to look at.
Google Stanford Rout interception
Phillip
drop.
Phil Rivers, he threw... Phillip Rivers had one touchdown on me. That was 2007, a bang gate to Antonio Gates.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
You couldn't keep up with Antonio Gates. It's all right.
It was a great throwing pass.
Yeah, they call that they call that track speed right there where I'm from, Lopez.
Here we go.
I'm messing with you.
Oh,
did he
man.
Talk trash to you after he threw that touchdown?
No, he did not talk trash after that one. I do remember distinctly one time that, first of all, I've already told you guys about Phillip Rivers trash talking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one time I had just got to Kansas City. We're playing San Diego in week 4, week 5, something like that. And the thing that made San Diego so tough back then is that he had shooting guards for receivers. He had Malcolm Floyd and he had Vincent Jackson.
Those guys
and
coming off the bus, yes, there weren't very many better.
Like 6'4", 6'5". And the thing is that because we played so much man coverage in Oakland, we always were able to run with the receivers, stay on top of them. And they were very, very seldom could they actually get on top of us. That way, Phillip Rivers could throw the ball over the shoulder on the nine route. So they developed this system where they would just throw back shoulder fades. And it was the hardest route to cover as a corner. Any corner who knows it, any corner who knows what I'm talking about, the back shoulder fade is so difficult. So we get to Kansas City. Well, I get to Kansas City. We're playing San Diego week 4, week 5 of the regular season. And, man, they set me up like they always do in the slot. They window dress it so I don't really expect it. And then once I finally get up on Malcolm Floyd, I'm like, oh, man, they got me again. They got me in the same position that they want to get me in. And they throw the back shoulder fade. It's about an 18-yard gain, something like that. And then Phil Rivers comes running over saying, ain't nothing changed. And I was so heated by what he said, but I couldn't do anything about it.
I just saw him get you on a pick
play.
No,
that wasn't him.
I just now look up top. There's 2-1 right there. What,
he's 2-6.
That's a pick play. There's a pick play. See, there's Rout right there.
No, he's number 26.
You know my jersey number.
I don't know your jersey number. Oh, it's on your head.
Oh, my
it's
God.
On your hat.
Ledger, you
it's
don't know my hat. Jersey number. Wow.
26. You gotta make that graphic in the hat you wear a little bit bigger. I would know the jersey number. 2-6. Let's get a little sample of Phillip Rivers trash talk.
I was trying
Rivers
to Google it. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I thought we were getting something there.
It was 2007. It was the first time we played the Chargers, so we played them at the Oakland Coliseum. Mm-hmm. I want to say October-ish, something somewhere in that area. Week 5, week 6, week 7, somewhere in that area.
Here is some Phillip Rivers trash talk that Stanford experienced only a couple times when he faced him.
Run! Hey, run! Hey, run! Hey, run! Hey, run!
Touchdown, San Diego!
Oh, quit crying!
First play you called out right today, 5-5. It's the first one you've called right. You, one of them you got right went for like 50.
Y'all put that stinking blitz on tape. Y'all think that's a good blitz? Y'all think that's a good blitz, Rolando?
No way you make that. No way. That's technique. If his helmet came off, that's a penalty.
Rivers.
Hey, I got
sound one, familiar?
I got one more that I got to add to that.
All right.
I remember back in 2010, we swept the Chargers that year. Matter of fact, we swept the whole division. And one of our linebackers, God rest his soul, he was on the sideline. He was primarily playing special teams that season. And we'd flush Phillip Rivers out of the pocket, which, like I said, that's where you're most effective when you can get him out of the pocket and not let him step up to make his throws. We flushed him out of the pocket, so he's running toward the sideline, just throws the ball out of bounds. And one of our linebackers is basically talking trash to him.
Mm-hmm.
He looks over at our linebacker, God rest his soul, and he looks over and he says, he asks him one simple question. He says, "Have you played today?"
Like the Arian Foster, turn around, what's your name? I've never seen you.
Yeah.
What's your name?
That was just, man, like that was.
That's awful.
If you want to talk about verbally annihilating somebody, like, man, that did it.
That's
right
when
there.
His own teammates are going, oh, try not to laugh.
We all did because he said, "Have you played today?" I was like, oh my goodness.
Is his trash talk corny to you? It seems a little corny to me.
I don't take it as corny because, number one, he can back it up. Number two, he does not really go above and beyond. So every piece of trash that he talks to a certain player, it is geared toward that player.
He knows, like, what's going
on. Yeah, like, it's not in a broad sense, oh, you suck. Like, no, it's not that. Like, if there's an ISO that you're not able to fill as a linebacker, when he talks trash to you, that's what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Or if you're a safety and you're biting up on the run all the time, he's going to remind you, hey, man, get your eyes out of the backfield. Or just like I said, like with me when I got to Kansas City, he literally runs over to me. He says, "Ain't nothing changed." And I was like, oh, my God. It's like, that is so personified.
He knows exactly who he's talking to.
He does, like, his research.
Yes.
Half the battle in a good trash talk is knowing the backstory.
Exactly. Like, you got to know who you're going against. So he already knows, just like
ain't
I do.
Ain't nothing changed. That,
yes. Like, they literally have always been able to get the back shoulder fade on me. Mm-hmm. They've always been able to do that. So he runs over to me and says, "Ain't nothing changed." So, yeah, you can change teams. You can change the jersey all you want, Route. But you know what? Ain't nothing changed. I'm still going to hit you on his back shoulder fade for 20 yards.
Stanford Route giving that wisdom on Phillip Rivers and the trash talk. Maybe have a little bit more respect based on the research he does. That's the insight on Phillip Rivers. I want to get your insight on something else that I think you're probably an expert at. You know a lot about playing on a crappy surface. Like the Raiders field, the baseball field, we see it all the time. It's a crappy surface. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, there's going to be a soccer game in Los Angeles the day before the Texans play. So it's probably
at the StubHub Center, I believe.
Yeah,
it's called.
So,
yes.
So it's going to be possible that, you know, you're going to see some of that, you know, the field lifting up and all that type of stuff that you experienced in your career in Oakland. What kind of challenge is that for a player, you know, the surface, and what kind of problems could that present for the Texans? And I say that because the Chargers are somewhat used to that surface a little more than the Texans. What advantage does a team have that's used to playing on a crappy surface against a team that doesn't have that same experience?
Well, I think it's just the footing, especially if it messes around here and it's kind of raining a little bit on Saturday or Sunday morning, or just kind of like that dew or that mist that happens in the morning. Sometime it can get somewhat ugly. And I think that when you're a corner, when you're a skill position guy and footing is your livelihood, it definitely can have a little bit of an impact because you may slip coming out of your break. And in this league, you slip on one of these receivers, they catch the ball, they've already gone 80 yards, it's a touchdown. So I think that it could be an adverse impact on the team that's not used to it. But also, one thing that I learned in Oakland, and even though we played on the baseball diamond,
I was just going to tell you, the last game ever on the baseball diamond this past Sunday.
Exactly. But I'll tell you this, outside of the baseball diamond, the grass is pretty good in Oakland. Now, yes.
Really?
That dirt.
That visually looks like crap.
No, the dirt has not lost a fight yet. I can promise you on that. And there's nothing worse than having to cover a receiver man-to-man coverage, and y'all are aligned in the dirt where the line of scrimmage is. That's nothing worse.
Slipping and
sliding. Yes, you have to have really good feet to handle
it. What about when it rains, man?
Well, it never really rained during the time that the dirt was still on the field when it was still baseball season.
Okay.
At least not that I can remember. But aside from that, man, the grass, other than the dirt, the grass, it was always pretty good out there in Oakland.
Yeah, they I noticed that this past Sunday. It was the last game the Raiders ever will play on the baseball diamond last week. How did it affect your cleats, and what's the other trend that you were talking about?
You would wear a little bit longer cleats. Mm-hmm. Our equipment manager would always basically kind of, you know, get a set up before the game. Whenever it was still baseball season, the A's still had some home games left. So it just became something that you would get used to. And whenever we're in the dirt, you know, okay, I got to be extra tight with my footing. I got to make sure my footwork is extra tight. And also, I got to keep my feet up under me, because if I let my feet get outside of the framework of my body, I'm going to slip. And man, please believe me when I tell you this. There is no worse feeling than slipping at the line of scrimmage. Your receiver gets by you, and he puts that Randy Moss hand in the air, and he's waving to the quarterback, and the quarterback just launches it. Man, it is the worst feeling.
Now, it's luckily, pitch and catch, man.
That never happened to me in a game out there in Oakland. That never happened to me, but it is just an ugly sight, and I can imagine as a corner or a safety, the last thing you want to do is go to the sideline. That's the last thing you want to do. Now, the other trend that I was going to tell you guys.
The NFL trend that Stanford says is going to continue 2 weeks into the season.
The trend that I will say that I think is going to last a lengthy part of the season, if not the entire season, is this dominating defense that the New England Patriots have.
Well, yeah, look who they're playing, too.
Yeah, no, but he's saying it's going to last.
I think this is going to last. Now, do I think that they're going to go and hold and be averaging 1.5 points per game given up on the defense side of the ball? No, I don't think that. But I think that what you're seeing with all of this man coverage, with all of the, with the nucleus of players that they have, because they now got Jamie Collins back, Dante Hightower, we all know that. Because of that, I think you're going to see a strong defense out of the
sick.
New England Patriots.
You're making
this
me
season.
Sick right now.
Patriots are giving up just 246 yards, 1.5 points.
1.5 points a game.
And 37 rushing yards.
How the hell did they
game.
Give up a point to the teams they play?
And,
that's what
and,
I got to say.
And guess who they got coming this
the
weekend?
The Jets.
Without Sam Darnold.
The Jets.
Without Trevor Siemian.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Yeah. They got it good. They got
you're right. That's and I know we talked about the Ravens a little bit more so you know with Lamar Jackson, but I want to talk about the Ravens and what he's saying there too, as well as Jonathan Joseph.
All right, we'll talk about the Ravens. We're going to talk about Jonathan Joseph. We're also going to talk about the most humbling life moments. Adam Vinatieri looks like he's finally having to face reality. We all go through it. Maybe not on that level, but we all do. We'll discuss that with Stan next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.